Have you or anybody else from Michigan seen Amir yet?
No, we just arrived, and I had my briefing with the State Department, the military and medical officials, and the family is having their briefing to prepare for the reunion. The Amir and the other Americans actually are still undergoing medical examinations and should complete that process fairly soon. I did speak with Amir by telephone. It was quite a surreal moment. I have never actually spoken to him. I've always communicated through his sister. And so he sounds good. He's a free man, and he knows it. And it was a pretty remarkable moment, and a moment that I won't forget.
Did he talk to you about his physical condition?
Yeah, I mean, he feels good. You know, obviously we'll know more after the medical examination, but he seemed tired. I think that might be the last couple of days have been excruciatingly long, including a very long wait to actually fly out of Tehran after he was released. That took 20 hours. But, you know, he sounded like his spirit was good, and, he was just happy to be a free man. And, you know, one of the things he said is how grateful he was for all the outpouring of support. He was aware, and it was nice to hear that he knew that the people back home all across Michigan and really all across the country were doing what they can to keep his case known, to keep his name out there. And that was a part of the reason that we were able to get him home, is that we did not let his case sort of fade into the woodwork.
So just to clarify here, we're talking at 10:12 a.m. Eastern Time on Monday. You anticipate the family to be reunited, what, in the next hour or two, or one? When?
We will know that perhaps today, perhaps tomorrow, most likely later on today. We literally just sort of getting our feet on the ground here at the airbase.
Describe how the Hekmati family responded to news that Amir would be released.
Well, it was this great sense of sort of jubilation and relief. It has been 4.5 years for them, and you know it's been a tough 4.5 years for them. So it's they're excited and they're happy. They're a little anxious. They haven't seen Amir in a long time, and a little bit numb. I traveled from Michigan to Germany with his sister and her husband, who's very close to Amir, and throughout the trip, they sort of having to remind themselves what's going on, because they feel a little bit numb just by the whole thing. They've been waiting. We've been waiting. But, of course, they've been waiting and thinking about imagining this day for so long that now that it's here, it seems a bit surreal to them. And I got to say, it feels the same way to me.
Was there a tipping point in his release here? And was that recent, or was that longer ago, or...
The tipping point, yeah, there was a tipping point, I think. And it was when President Obama called and spoke to President Rouhani, and this was over 2 years ago, but it led to something that we hadn't had in 35 years, and that's direct negotiation. The nuclear agreement, and people have opinions on both sides of the question, but the nuclear agreement, among the many things that I think it did, and I supported it, it opened up an opportunity for direct negotiation between the two nations. So once the agreement was reached, the attention of the State Department was refocused and to complete the process of negotiating a separate agreement to get these Americans home, separate and distinct from the agreement itself. But it never would have happened had it not been for the P5+1 negotiations and the enactment of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action.
Has any U.S. personnel indicated to you when Amir would likely be coming home?
No, and that's actually part of what will be determined in the discussions between Amir and his family and the medical staff. They've learned a lot over the years about this process of reintegration for people who've been through this sort of experience. And so it will be very soon. I know Amir is anxious to get home to Michigan, but we'll make sure that it's done in a way that gives him the chance to kind of catch his breath. I mean, the one thing I know in talking to him is that Amir had no idea. He didn't have any knowledge that this was coming until he was released. As far as he was concerned, it was just another day in Evan prison. And then suddenly he was being moved. Next thing you know, this release was announced. So he's gone through a lot in the last 4.5 years. But in the last several days, he's gone through something that, while exciting and thrilling, and being a free man is something that you can't compare to anything else, it's traumatic in its own right. So we want to make sure that when he comes home, he's good. He's ready to see folks and reintegrate into the community. And if that takes a couple extra days to kind of let him catch his breath, he certainly earned that.
How many Americans are there? Let me put it this way. How many people from Michigan are there that expect to be reunited with him here? How many family members? How many others?
Okay, so it's myself and his two sisters and his brother-in-law. Sarah Hekmati, who really has been leading, from the family's point of view, leading this effort. When we got the news that he was to be released, she asked me to come with them. I in some ways, feel like over the last several years, we've become very close, and I feel like I'm a member of their extended family. And so I'm there. I'm here not so much as a member of Congress, but sort of a member of the Hekmati family writ large. And so I feel very fortunate in that regard.
We're talking with U.S. Congressman Dan Kildee of Flint. He is in Germany. We are speaking about the release of Amir Hekmati of Genesee County here. He is undergoing examination and processing in Germany right now. Is Sarah Hekmati nearby, Dan?
No, actually, she's in a briefing with the medical personnel that's just about to start, and they have actually begun already. So she's with them right now.
Was the family anticipating a development like this, or was it as sudden for them as it was for Amir?
Well, we had been getting some signals, and as far back as the day preceding the State of the Union address, because we've been involved in this from at every step of the way, we had some sense that it was possible that this would occur imminently. We didn't know that it would be Saturday. That was a surprise, but we knew that it was possible that it would be imminent. But even with that, you know, after waiting so long, the Hekmati family has gone through this before, where there was suspicions that something might happen, there might be a release. And so knowing that it's possible and then actually having it come to pass, it's still an overwhelming thing for them, and I can relate to that.
Congressman Dan Kildee talking to us from Germany here on Current State. Congressman Kildee, thank you very much.
Thank you.